Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o rocket investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang negosyante at may-ari ng jewelry store na S&Co mula sa Brisbane, si Jane Salazar. Hi, Jane!
Kumusta ate? How are you going?
I'm doing good. Thank you again for accommodating our call.
That's okay po.
Kailan mo sinimulan ang jewelry business mo?
I started this business in 2018, so just before COVID. My day job is actually a teacher. So I was teaching at the time. And ever since I was a child, I like making my own accessories, diba? Then thought when I was working as a teacher, I thought, okay, let's try and do a side hustle because I loved creating and I always wanted to own a business. So I thought the least amount of risk was getting into jewelry. 2 years into my teaching career, and I had already had some savings. And I think to start with, it was about $1,000 to get, you know, the stock and get the website ready. And then over time, when I wanted to improve the website and my photography, I invested in better equipment like a camera and lighting. So I started that way. I invested about, I think, $1,000 to about maybe $5,000 in between there into the business. And I started it off. That's how I got into it.
Yes. Time na yon, why did you even think that anda sigurong pasukin to na side hustle? Were you kind of cash trapped in any way? Or did you feel like you just wanted to create?
Yeah, I just wanted to create. Same time, yes, a bit of more cash flow for extra things like holidays and extra savings. Thought it would be just a good way to get into business and trial it out because I've always wanted to have my own brand and I thought this was a nice way to start.
Did you take up like a jewelry or accessory making course or do you consider yourself like self-taught?
Self-taught, I think, because ever since I was young, I was always making my own headbands and belts and yeah, like brooches, everything that you could think of. And then as time went on and the internet became a lot more resourceful, you know, you can get TikTok videos now on how to do things and YouTube videos. I just taught myself and then I looked for inspiration from others.
Tell us about the brand.
First, I just wanted to get jewelry that was very unique, but it actually changed during COVID.
Meron bang nangyari na hindi maganda para magbago ang paningin mo sa iyong business?
Yeah, so I wasn't really showing myself the compassion that I was showing others. And I found that I was experiencing a lot of self-doubt during that time because there was so much uncertainty with my job and what was going to happen around the world. And so I decided, you know, okay, let's merge this love for affirmations, how much that helped me in my own personal journey. And then I combine that with my love for jewelry. So then instead of having all of these unique different statement-like designs, I made it more simple. And when I asked my community about what they wanted more, which was really important for the brand, they wanted more very simple but everyday style type of jewelry. So that's how it kind of led to affirmation jewelry. And I guess that's how it came about. When I launched that collection, it took off. And since then, it's been the essence of the brand. Yeah.
Ano ang kahalagahan ng self-love and self-care para sa iyong negosyo?
From my personal experience, I noticed that I wasn't giving myself the love. And then when I launched it, I didn't realize how much other people would resonate with it. And I start getting all of these messages on Instagram and Facebook saying that they resonate with the affirmation and they didn't realize how much they were not really taking care of themselves. And when I found that a lot more of our community feel the same way, it turned more into a community brand rather than just a jewelry brand. And I think that's why it's so important for, you know, our community and our social media and how we communicate our product as more than just a product, but it's a access to a community of people who want to prioritize themselves and show that kindness to themselves and to others as well.
Ano yung pinakamahirap na pinagdaanan mo in setting up this kind of business?
Oh, the hardest part. I think the easiest part is just to start, but the hardest part I think for this business in e-commerce in general is to scale it so that it is profitable, because you have to understand your product market fit and understand how your product or service is different from everyone else. Yeah, that's probably the hardest part, is understanding your product market to fit and how can you communicate your point of difference to your target market.
Gaano katagal before mo nalaman na, yes, this is my target market?
Probably 2019 when our first affirmation collection came out. That was, yes, 2019. I was very worried that no one else would relate to it. But then when we launched, we got the most orders in a month and it started becoming more consistent. And I got a lot of feedback from our community and reviews on the website saying that they loved it and resonate with it. And so I thought, you know what, I think this is our brand essence. This is our point of difference from all the other jewelry brands out there.
Ano naman ang pakiramdam mo when you saw the orders coming in? Like,
yeah, an overwhelming feeling, because, you know, you always start with self-doubt because you don't know. You've invest so much money into something, a lot of time into something, and you start to freak out whether it's going to work out or not. It's much easier if you have a day job and you do this on the side, then you feel a lot more secure and stable. But once this order start coming through and you can see that people believe in your brand and what you have to say and your product, it's a great feeling. And you feel unstoppable. You feel like there's something else there and it could become a bigger thing.
Let's talk about the risks and challenges now of going into this line of business.
I think my advice for people who want to start out is to, if you can, start working your day job so that at least you have this stable income coming through, because there is a lot of capital when, depending on what product that you want to invest in, there's always going to be different expenses that come through and you don't realize it. But then over time, launching is probably the easiest part. But then after that, it's building your community around your product or your service. That can take some time, but if you communicate it right and you do your research around your target market, your audience is, and understand how you can connect with them, then it will be much easier for them to believe in your brand, believe in your product or your service. To add on to that is scaling. Mm-hmm. So when you start your brand or your business, launch the website and everything, got a few orders coming through, but then scaling it to become profitable in a way that you're able to take over your day job, like the income that you get from your day job, that's probably the hardest part, because the more you grow, there's more expenses, but then your return is just as good if you understand your data and your numbers well.
So what is the value naman of the product that you provide your clients?
It's beyond just a product. It's beyond just jewelry. I find that now we've come to see that when our customers or our community purchase a necklace, it's like they've become a part of a community, and it's like a promise that they've made to themselves that they are going to look after themselves, that they will give themselves more love, and they won't put themselves into a position where they will be unkind to themselves. They're part of something bigger than just a necklace.
Para sa mga gustong kumita pa ng extra, what else can you tell them?
If you want to earn extra income, I suggest just find something that you love doing and try and find a way to monetize that, because you do have the internet to help you, the social platforms that we have access to now. There are so many ways that you can monetize it and earn extra even on the side. And with consistency and a lot of research around your target market, if you're able to communicate the value of your service or product, then you can definitely start to kick off into something a lot more profitable than you would imagine. Go for it. Take the least bit of risk if you can. Start off small with your capital, and then when you see a product market to fit, then start investing more in whatever earnings that you get. If you want to make it grow, then just invest at least maybe 10 or 20% of your profit back into the business so you can keep improving your business.
Yeah, so Jane, ito naman, what can you say naman dun sa mga taong nakikinig na punong-puno ng self-doubt, those who are unkind to themselves?
If you are finding yourself in self-doubt, just stop and think how far you've come in your journey and remember that there's always someone out there that cares for you and loves you. And if you just put your mind to it, if you just think to yourself that, you know, I can do this, then anything is possible. You just got to put your mind to it.
Maraming salamat kay Jane Salazar. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you so much, ate.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.